Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Barbara Curtis, and I am a member of and the recording secretary for the Cycling and Pedestrian Task Force that is affiliated with the Warrensburg City Council.
Very good. Okay, Barbara, if you could, tell us a little bit about what the task force is and what you guys do.
We were formed after an initiative petition from residents was circulated by an organization called Citizens for Environmental Action. They were interested in initiative from the city to improve walking and cycling in the community. And when that petition was presented, the city council very graciously created the task force. At that time, Baird Brock was the mayor, and he remains a member. He joined us, and he's still on this commission. And we are charged with the responsibility of looking at the conditions for transportation rather than recreation of multimodal ways of getting around town. We have a huge student population here, and many of those students are walkers. And they're not only are they walking to get to class, but they're walking to get their groceries and to get to work. And we have a certain number of our citizens who have some mobility issues where they use an electric wheelchair or they have other issues with being able to walk long distances. And so we were thinking that it would be really important to do what we could to help them. And that's things like being as ADA as accessible as we can afford to be, because it's quite expensive to make modifications sometimes. And then we did have, before our commission was formed, a bicycle route system that had been designed several years ago, but it was mainly routes to get from city park to city park and was recreationally oriented. Our concerns are more for transportation purposes, so how safe is it for a person to be able to cycle to get their groceries or get to the doctor or perhaps a pharmacy, the hospital, other businesses in town? So that's our focus, is making it transportation friendly.
Okay, very good. It sounds like that is definitely something that a lot of cities should look into, especially with times growing and people realizing that we kind of need to take back a step and get out of vehicles and start exercising and thinking green.
Yes.
Now, what is the plan for tonight's meeting? What is tonight's meeting going to focus around?
Pearl publishes the agenda, and you would think I had memorized it, but I haven't.
That's okay.
We do have a person, the city Parks and Recreation Director, Dodie Matthews, will be meeting with us today. The park system has a master plan that includes developing more cycling and pedestrian-friendly facilities in and between the parks. They already have a trail that's about 1.75 miles long that runs along State Highway DD on the south side of town, and that's definitely an example of if you build it, they will come. You hardly ever go by that trail in waking hours, and there isn't someone pushing a stroller, riding a bike, on a scooter, walking, running. It's very well used. And because of a really interesting development that's happened in our community that has nothing to do with the Cycling Pedestrian Task Force or anyone, there is a movement afloat right now to extend that trail from the city limits to Knob Noster Air Force Base.
Wow.
I think what happened, there was someone at the base that wanted to be able to ride their bike to and from work, and the Highway DD is very narrow and has no shoulder, very hilly. The sight lines in parts of it aren't particularly good, and it's really a challenge to be safe out there. So this is about 2 or 3 years ago that group started meeting. I'm amazed by it myself, because at the table are DNR, because it will go partly through Knob Noster State Park, MoDOT, because they own the right-of-way along Highway DD, city manager of Warrensburg, the county commissioner of Warrensburg, because it is both city and county territory that it goes through, or concerns anyway, the mayors of a couple of little towns in the south part of our county who are going to be receiving the benefit of the Rock Island connection. And I don't know how aware you are about the trail development, but we've had the Katy Trail for open for about 15 years now, all the way from St. Charles to Clinton, Missouri. And a couple of years ago, they acquired the right-of-way or a piece of the Rock Island line that will connect Windsor, Missouri with Pleasant Hill. And if you're in Pleasant Hill, then you'd have access to the Kansas City Metro cycling routes, and there's hope that you could then get to the Amtrak station at Lee's Summit, all on a trail. We would be, once this is opening, we will be the only state that has a state-line-to-state-line continuous bicycle trail or walking trail. And then just recently, within the last 2 weeks, Ameren has agreed to rail bank another section of the Rock Island, which would, once developed, would give Missouri 450 miles of bicycling walking trail that will give us a big loop out in the middle of the state. It will definitely attract cyclists. I'm never on the Katy that I don't meet somebody from out of state, and I often meet somebody from out of the country. And it draws, I saw an estimate that just is kind of mind-blowing. They think 600,000 visitors a year. Well, and I mean uses a year, not visitors, but uses to the trail. If the Rock Island, when the Rock Island line opens between Windsor and Pleasant Hill, it's going to go through Johnson County, through the communities of Leeton and Chilhowee and Medford. Medford right now is a church and three houses. It was a whistle stop on the rail line. But we are aware that those cyclists that come from other places are going to be interested in getting from the trail into Warrensburg. So the Cycling and Pedestrian Task Force, our work right now is focused on getting signage and bike lanes so that if you come from Leeton and get on they're calling it the Spirit Trail that will come from Knob Noster to Warrensburg, then you need to get from the Spirit Trail to the Amtrak station or to restaurants or to other services in the community. So our group is working in conjunction with these other entities to make that a seamless transition for the cyclists so they can, let's say, they can get on the trail at Lee Summit or Pleasant Hill, do a day trip out to Chilhowee and be able to get into Warrensburg, or for those that are going to ride all the way across the state, they might want to come into Warrensburg for other services. It's not that far. It'll be about, 15 miles max, I would say, which for a cyclist, that sounds like a lot, but a cyclist would do 15 miles in an hour and a half or so, and they would be happy to come in and have lunch or spend the night or other things. And I have also talked with members of the Chilhowee community about the opportunities that exist for them to develop small businesses around the trail. And it all links together, even though the city of Warrensburg's only interest in it is what happens within the confines of the city limits. But there's a consciousness that I see, if not statewide, maybe nationwide, of making these things more connected and more easily accessible, and it just makes my heart happy.
Very good. I knew that Missouri was the trail state, but I did not know most of what you just told us, so that is absolutely amazing.
Well, then there's another thing you need to know about. The Missouri Parks and Recreation Department, our Parks and Recreation Association, has worked together with several different cities and with DNR, and they have created a very cool new interactive website called visitmissouritrails.org. I believe it's .org. I just read a very extensive article about it in the latest edition of their magazine, the October edition. And one can visit that website and get information about trail connectivity and trails. And eventually, it will, even if you just have a mile of trail, it will be on there. So it'll be a one-place stopping, shopping thing for the trails that are available in Missouri. The other piece of information, just last weekend, the governor and several cycling enthusiasts and organizations from around the country met in Farmington, Missouri, and they had a ribbon cutting on the now clearly marked Adventure Cycling Association's Trans-America Trail that passes through Missouri. Now, that trail was established in 1976. It has not, it was partially marked for a few years, but it goes, it enters Missouri, you cross the bridge at Chester, Illinois, come into Missouri there, goes across the southern part of the state, and then it goes into Pittsburgh, Kansas. Goes just north of Springfield, goes through Mansfield. There have been cyclists riding that trail since 1976, and they crossed the state.
Wow.
And they had this new grand opening, and they have freshly, they put fresh signs that say bicycle ride. It's called the Trans Am, T-R-A-N-S, capital A-M, the Trans Am 76, because that's the year. And it was done for the bicentennial. The organization was at that time called Bike Centennial. They have changed a few years ago to Adventure Cycling Association. That group primarily is interested in educating people about bicycle touring rather than racing or competition. So their articles and their focus, and they have developed, I believe it's now 35,000 miles of bicycling routes in the lower 48 states of this country. I have ridden many of them. I've gone coast to coast three times. I did the Trans Am in 1999. I did the Southern Tier route, which is from Jacksonville, Florida to San Diego in 2004, and then went back and rode half of it again in 2010. And I did the Northern Tier from Anacortes, Washington to Maine in 2007.
Wow.
And there are people out there, hundreds of people out there. Now, what's been happening is kind of a cool phenomena. A lot of people, if you go across the bicycle, the Trans Am Trail in Missouri, you go through the Ozarks. It's really hilly. The roads are narrow. There's not much shoulder. Lots of those cyclists are jumping onto the Katy and using the Katy to get most of the way across Missouri and then picking the Trans Am up again in either Illinois or Kansas.
Wow, that is, I'm honestly very, very surprised. Like I said, I didn't know most of that, and you are a very accomplished rider yourself, so I'm very glad that I'm speaking with someone who knows a lot about this.
Well, I do love it, and I've been interested in the political aspects of working to get, for instance, when I first came back, and I've never quit cycling. I learned when I was seven, but when I first decided I wanted to learn to tour, which was, sometime in the early 90s when I did my first MS-150, and that's when I thought, I'm into this, I want to do this. And I began looking at the political aspects. Well, at that time, MoDOT did not have a cycling and pedestrian position on their statewide staff. For several years now, they have. And survey after survey after survey of citizens shows that more biking and walking opportunities are high demand. And they finally kind of heard the music and said, you know, we need to get with this. And so they were at the table about the Spirit Trail that's getting developed, and I was quite surprised. I'm like, yes, this is wonderful, and there is a change that's happening in this country and in this state and in my community. So I'm thrilled.
Very good. And like I said, once again, very good to know that we are taking a proactive stand and showing that, you know, healthy habits can be fun as well. Now, is there anything else that you would like to let people know about this meeting tonight? And let them, once again, let's reiterate where it is and what time it will be happening.
Okay, it's at 3 p.m. It will be held at the City Hall in Warrensburg. We meet normally on the first Thursday at 3 p.m., but we couldn't work it out last week, so we're here this week. Anyone's welcome anytime to come. And if someone wants to be on the agenda, they can call City Hall, and that can be arranged. We welcome visitors, and we welcome new ideas, and we welcome people to join us in this effort. And that's what I have to say about that.